against those things which are being taught using these verses. And it's perverting it. It's twisting it. It's so out of line with the teaching of the apostles of Christ, who taught that grace is instruction and virtue. Not license to sin, but there have to be people out there who do. All right, not back on that track. See, and that's the thing. It's like, I am ungodly. I am the ungodly. Okay? He justifies the ungodly when they believe on him. You know, David was a man who had a lot of ungodly deeds in his thing. And God, you know, the scriptures speak of him as a blessed. Why? Because blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven. Because God, by grace, which means it can't be earned, sometimes it doesn't even make sense. You think, you look at David and Saul, two kings. And David did some awful things, and Saul did some things too that were sinful. But Saul mostly was like, well, he didn't wait for the proper time to make the sacrifice, and he didn't kill as many people as God asked him to, and so God dismissed him. God rejected him. David, on the other hand, committed adultery with another man's wife, had that man put to death. God loved him anyways. And you could look at that from a worldly perspective and say, oh, God is unrighteous. Oh, Saul just didn't. It's just a few rules God had set up, and he didn't regard them. Maybe he wasn't so zealous. You know, he thought, hey, you know, and people put pressure on him, but there's something in what he did that God found disgusting. And yes, the things David did also were disgusting. Be not confused. But God, the point is, God is merciful to anyone, for anyone to ever obtain eternal life. Being born of woman, a man, or a woman, child, whatever. Someone, the children of men. It is impossible. And it is a supreme act of grace for God to stoop and let any of us scum live eternally. It almost seems to me like a fool's dream. Right, but I've been, if it is, I'm just a fool. I've been deluded. I've been sucked in because I believe it. What's the point? Otherwise, I really couldn't do anything else. Because that's the spirit that's been put in me. Other people have other things to do in life. And that's what's been put in them to do. But this is my drive. This is what I love. So then with David. David loved, he wrote all these psalms for God. And God even says that sometimes, you know, people, they make instruments of music like David, but they're now pleasing me. You know, right? So, it's not just what he does. It's not that God, David, oh, David wrote all the psalms, so God owed David for that. No. But God was gracious to him, and his love did not depart from him. He covered his sins, forgave his iniquities, and did not impute. Impute is, you know, it means like, when something is imputed, it means it's counted against you. Or for you. You can impute things for good, or impute, but it means it's like, it doesn't count. And that's what God does to the faithful. I mean, ultimately, you got to look at it like that. The blood of Christ, his willingness to sacrifice himself is like a testimony of his willingness to forgive us. And it is literally the propitiation for our sins. It is the, you know, it's the thing that takes it away. Because he looks at that and then, oh, I forgive it. Because his blood covers you. Because he sacrificed himself. I lay my life down for my sheep. He laid his life down for his own, for his elect. Whether they be Jews or Gentiles, he sacrificed himself for us all. So, verse 9. Cometh this blessedness on the circumcision only or on the uncircumcision also? For we say the faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. I already read that. Verse 10. How was it then reckoned? When he was in circumcision or in uncircumcision. Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith, which he had yet being uncircumcised. Very interesting. That he might be father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised. That righteousness might be imputed unto them also. and the father of circumcision, to them who are not of the circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham, being yet uncircumcised. So his whole point is, how is it reckoned? According to faith, not according to works. Meaning, the faith was already imputed before he received the covenant of circumcision. That's why it's like baptism. Baptism is kind of like circumcision. I mean, in a sense of the, it's like, well, in baptism, you know, the thief on the cross wasn't baptized, but Christ said, "You will be with me in paradise." So he promised him salvation. He didn't have opportunity though. See, since it was circumcision, the Gentiles, which have not circumcision or the law, but when they do by nature the things contained in the law, they are a law unto themselves. And same thing. And so if they hear of the promise of God and receive it in faith, it is counted for righteousness. And so baptism is not a work we do to earn our way to heaven, but is the it is like this word, it is a seal of the righteousness of the faith which we have being unbaptized. Meaning, you're baptized for the remission of sins, right? I repent. So, but even before you get baptized, the fact that you are believing, you are already repenting. When you're walking down and get, but you're taking this, it is like a seal of righteousness. It is, again, it's something like the law. It is witnessing the fact that you believe God and you are receiving the righteousness of God by faith. It is not a work you do in order to obtain God's favor. Because God's favor cannot be obtained by works. Because God, he doesn't work that way. He just doesn't work that way. I mean, he could have said it, but he didn't. This is his world. See, the thing is, it's God's world. Now, we have ways it seems right to man, but God determines what's right and wrong and the way he likes it and what he wants to accept, what he doesn't want to accept. It's all up to him. And you can either hate it or whatever, or you can accept it and believe it. And I mean, there's other religions out there. You can follow those religions. See if that'll save you. I can't follow another religion. I've looked into some. You know, but this is the one that speaks to me. Go after the ones that speak to you. But if this speaks to you, receive it in faith, and you will obtain. All right. See, he is the father of circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision according to the flesh, meaning Jews only, but also who walk in the steps of faith of our father Abraham, being uncircumcised.